Sagarin Base, the wife Kevin Midlis is S317671-2413, Ann Sadler. And this is a follow-up note from Mrs. Base. She's 67 years, she has polycythemia vera, peripheral vascular disease, strokes and DIs. She's on hydroxyurea. She's accompanied by her sister today. Clinically, she seems to be doing well. Denies any brown pain, newly passed compress, no fever, chills, night sweat, weight loss, period palpitation, physical development, chart for impression. Jack 2 positive polycythemia vera, presenting a matter of 70% with related strokes, severe peripheral vascular disease. Number 2 says a mild increase in LFTs. Number 3, increased uric acid. Number 4, history of strokes and tears. Number 5, peripheral vascular disease. Number 6, small lung nodules to be followed. Number 7, thrombosis of the iliac artery. Period pack of plan. Patient had a CT scan of the chest which showed stable subpleural nodules in the right lower lobe. Recommend follow-up CT scan in 3 months. Also showed atherosclerotic disease of the coronary arteries and aorta. CT of the abdomen and pelvis was done, which showed calcified plaque along the course of the abdominal aorta and near complete occlusion of the abdominal aorta with plate and thrombus located below the level of the renal arteries. Period. Version number 1, plan, we will set up the patient with a vascular surgeon, discuss to the sister. She wants him to see Ocala Heart Dr. Lamar Meyer. Number 2, increased uric acid will be treated with allopurinol 100 mg QD. Number 3, patient is on hydria 500 mg every day except Sunday. She takes twice a day. Today her platelets are down to 293,000. Therefore, we told her to just take the hydria once a day, including Sunday. CBC to be done every month, follow up in 3 months. Again, I do push the test. 1-24-13.